Live, don't dream. Olam hente, good morning, my beautiful people. Today's topic is a live, don't dream. The essence of what I'm saying is that stop living in your head, in your fantasy, in your made-up reality. Stop living in your aspirations by dreaming. It is time for you to get up and start living. So, my gente, this is a very real topic for me. And it came to heart when I was speaking with a friend over the weekend. And I was just asking her what her dreams were, and she had beautiful dreams. She had beautiful aspirations. And then I asked her, so why are you not living those dreams? And then she said some things which, quite frankly, I would not disregard what she said. To one person, they might seem like excuses, but to me, they were valid points, and I could understand why she was not living her best dream, or rather her best self. So I just let it slide. And so up to yesterday, Sunday, I was talking with another friend, and he said, hey, I would like to do so many different things. And I asked the same question, why aren't you? And he said, well, I don't have this and I don't have that. And he had valid reasons. But then I said, you know, if you really want something, you can achieve it if you put your mind to it. And his response surprised me. He's like, okay, then, do you have any ideas how I could start this? And that is when I realized, my hint, that a lot of us have dreams. But how many of us are living our dreams? A lot of us are still caught up sleeping. A lot of us are still in that heightened state of sleep, not living our dreams. And nothing is wrong with dreaming. Nothing is wrong with taking your time to achieve your dream. But mi gente, where it has to stop is where you need to do something about it. So do you have a dream today? Is that you'd like to go to school, continue education, get a different job, work a particular job? It doesn't make sense you're doing something that you're not happy with doing. Is it that you're uncomfortable in your situation? Whatever it is, mi gente, you must stop aspiring for greatness and stop aspiring for greater and just achieve, just living your greatness. And I will end on this note. When my friend said to me, you know, it's best we just live our best life right now. Because right now I'm around 30, and then 30 years later I'm 60. That's it. I can do nothing else. I've lived my life. So mi gente, don't think that time is on your side. Do not think that you have all the time in the world. Don't think that, oh, after I study, because after you study, something else will come up. After I get a job, something come up. After I get a family, at every point in your life, mi gente, something will arise, something will get up. So it is your responsibility to start living now. And if you take too long to start your dream, mi gente, what you will find is that you will miss out. You would have missed out in life, and you can't get back those years. You cannot get back those years. So for today, listen carefully. Listen. That job, that relationship, whatever situation you're in, at every stage of your life, there'll always be something to be that will be needed to be done. I hope that's correct. There will always be something that you have to do at every stage. And you will always have a legit reason, not even an excuse, you'll always have a legit reason to do something else. But don't waste your years, mi gente. One life. Someone said we live once, and I heard someone say no. I heard someone said, YOLO, you only live once. And I heard someone say, no, you live every day, you only die once. But whichever one you believe, my advice to them, mi gente, is that live your best life. Et c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Thank you for having me. Bonne journée and au revoir.